The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
On the phone, Dr. Marty Polio, JCPS superintendent. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, so I guess first things first, you know, you addressed the city on Friday, and you kind of laid out what JCPS, the new model for JCPS, is going to look like. Can you kind of give us kind of an overview of what schooling for JCPS is going to look like moving forward here?
Yeah, so it's definitely a challenging time in ways that here we are not have never done NTI before. And so NTI is really was passed in law in 2014 throughout the state, really for rural districts who have to cancel a lot of days for snow. And we have never done that, obviously, because of the size and scope and our issues around technology and access to Wi-Fi.
Now, and Dr. Polio, can I ask you, what does NTI stand for?
Sure, happy to. It's non-traditional instruction.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, now that makes sense.
All right.
Okay, now we're on board.
Sure.
And yeah, so that's NTI is really, and it really was, when schools have to cancel a lot for snow days, 15, 20 days, they could use NTI, non-traditional instruction, which for most is online.
Mm-hmm.
So we were not planning on doing that, but clearly it looks like this cancellation of school's going to go many weeks, even possibility the rest of the year. We just don't know right now. So we are transferring to the online instruction, NTI, beginning on April 7th, and we will do that as long as we are out of school. Hopefully we'll be back, but if not, we'll run it through the end of the year.
Now, you were talking in your address how there would be Chromebooks available to certain JCPS students. Can you talk about who would be eligible and then how they could apply to get one of those Chromebooks to work at home?
Yeah, so this is, you know, and this is me. This is what I do here is I come in and say, all right, we've got to get our Chromebooks out to our kids. I'm the idea guy, and then I make people go do it. That's what our team is working on right now. We figured, you know, that we have all these Chromebooks in schools, and instead of just sitting there, we're going to get them and get them in the hands of kids throughout the community. And so it's any student who qualifies for free or reduced lunch. But for us, it's about 60,000 kids in this community. And so, you know, we're at least we're given over a third of the kids the potential to access a Chromebook. And so by the end of the week, we're going to have information to the community about how you sign up for one of those, reserve one, and then how we'll get it out. We'll probably use our neighborhood place where people come to get services and have people come pick them up at that point at one that's closest to their home. So we'll have information on our website and obviously have some public addresses on how people can do that by the end of this week. Next week is all spring break, so we've got that week too that we'll be handing them out, and then we'll start NTI instruction the following week.
I'm just going to put this out there. You mentioned like 60,000 kids would be eligible and you're only going to be able to cover like a third. This would be a wonderful opportunity for another business to step up and say, hey, we've got some Chromebooks that we can loan out. I mean, you know, this is a time where businesses are doing that left and right, stepping up and helping out when they can.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, whether that's Chromebooks or even, you know, wanting
laptops.
To help us get laptops, iPads, any of those things. Kids can actually do this on their phones. That's not the best, you know, way device to go about it.
Sure.
But, you know, anyone, Wi-Fi is another one. You know, that's outside really of our lane. As far, you know, but we're working and pushing our, you know, some of the providers that how can we get Wi-Fi access to kids? Whether, you know, that might be hotspots. Can we get hotspots to kids in their hands so they can do that? And that's a big lift for us because we know we got a lot of kids who don't have access to the device or to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Dr. Polio, JCPS superintendent, I got to hand it to a lot of the JCPS teachers and both within the district and outside of the district who work for, you know, the Catholic school system or the private school system or even, you know, our Southern Indiana friends there, and for engaging the students in this kind of quarantine social distancing type. I've seen so many different teachers like doing video calls.
Yeah, we're doing one today with our class. Yeah,
and Zoom calls with students and trying to keep that education and keep that learning fresh.
And keep the connection going. That's the thing is these kids miss their classmates too.
That's right. Well, it just shows you I think people through all of this are going to realize and value teachers more than they ever have before.
Oh, I do.
and I think everyone's all, and I think everyone has always valued teaching. But when you're at home with your children and you're working on moving their learning forward, I think everyone sees the power of the teacher across this nation. And if there's anything that would come out of all this, I think it is, you know, the respect level for teachers is growing immensely. And then we see them doing things all over the place, all over JCPS and other areas. But, you know, we focus on JCPS of teachers. You know, right now they're off. They're essentially, we're on like an inclement weather schedule, and they're still going online to help kids. It's really, you know, it's inspirational.
Now, Dr. Polio, one last question here, and then we'll let you go. But say the school year does kind of play out the way it is right now. What does graduation for the class of 2020 look like?
Yeah, is there like a plan to delay that so that it's not canceled altogether?
Well, I said on Friday, I mean, my commitment to the class of 2020 is that we will have commencement ceremonies. Hopefully that'll, by late May, we'll be able to gather. But if that's not the case, then we'll delay it as long as we need to in order to make sure that these kids have the opportunity to have a graduation ceremony. And you know, it's the one thing that breaks my heart. Everyone remembers their senior year. Everyone remembers their prom. Senior activities, graduation. And so, you know, it's difficult for us to recreate all of those things, obviously, depending on how long we're out. But the one thing that I am committed to is making sure that every kid in JCPS, every single senior, gets a commencement ceremony, whenever that might be. So even if that's in July, that's what we're going to do, you know, and support our kids. So our number one thing is to get them to graduation right now.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is to make sure that they have a ceremony.
Well, Dr. Marty Polio, thank you so much for being a part of the show here this morning and passing along that information. I know a lot of people are kind of uncertain as to what the future looks like, but thank you for giving us just a little bit of clarity on what
the plan.
Yeah, JCPS's plan is.
Thank you, guys. Enjoyed it, and hope to come back sometime soon.
All right. Awesome. Just don't test us on it.
All right. See you. Have a good one.